Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Kasama natin ngayong umaga ang director ng pelikulang Motherland, Miss Ramona S. Diaz. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Ramona.
Magandang gabi from where I am.
Yes, other side of the world.
Yes.
Yes. Bago ang ating mga katanungan para sa mga nakikinig sa atin, what does the film Motherland talks about?
Well, the film is about the busiest maternity hospital in the region, in Southeast Asia, and maybe even the world. The hospital, the Fabella Memorial Hospital, is in Manila, and it's the busiest maternity hospital. They deliver 100 babies every 24-hour period.
Ilan pong anak ang plano niyo?
Hanggang lima.
Hanggang lima.
So it's a look at, it's a very immersive look at this hospital. That's what the film's about.
Yeah. Where did you get your inspiration from?
Very many things. You know, sometimes it's stuff I read. Sometimes it's something I read online. A newscast, maybe a news report on radio. But this happened to be, I was researching another film in the Philippines. I was in Manila researching another film. And someone told me to visit Fabella Hospital. The other film I was researching had to do with reproductive rights and reproductive justice.
Yeah.
And they told me to visit the Fabella Memorial Hospital because they thought I would, it's considered they call it the baby factory in the Philippines, in Manila. So I was, it's very related to the themes that I was researching. And so when I went there, it was amazing. I mean, I hope you watch the film because then you'll understand why I wanted to make a film about the hospital. It's a very unique place, I think, and very, very compelling. There are very compelling stories within the walls of the hospital.
Mm. Although the film really evolved with the hospital, Fabella Hospital, there are three women who will be the focus of the film and they will be sharing their stories.
Yes, they emerge as characters. There are three women. Ira, Leia, and Lerma are the three women who emerge. And we follow the time that they spend in the hospital. They all give birth to premature babies. So they are in the hospital longer than the 24-hour period that it usually mothers usually spend in a hospital if you give birth to a healthy child, right?
Yeah.
So because they gave birth to premature babies, they were there longer, like they were there like closer to a month. So we were able to follow them over time.
Aminado nung ako si Raulo. Bakit naman di mo amin si Raulo ka? Eh, minsayad ka, nagkasayad-sayad ka sa sursurid ang anak mo eh. Nagkulang-kulang yung pagmamahal sa mga bata eh. Dapat ragpas-ragpas eh.
This is very important because, as you mentioned, the hospital, it is where lots of women give birth. And as we know, Philippines is one of the most populous country in the world.
Yes, it's the 12th populous country in the world.
Yeah, you are now based in America, but you see this and you do this film concerning Filipinos. Why is that?
I don't know. I've always, I'm still, even if I live in the U.S., I was born and came of age in the Philippines. So I'm still very much attached to that country. And I'm still very interested in films with both Filipino and Filipino-American themes. Because it resonates with me. And I find them very interesting. And even if they're specific and they're Filipino and Filipino-American themed, I hope that they rise above their specificity, and basically they're universal stories at the end of the day.
Mm. And as you mentioned off air, the film Motherland will be premiering in New York this Thursday. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a New York premiere at the Museum of Modern Art. It's There's a series of Filipino films. The series is called The Golden Age, Philippine Contemporary Cinema, and it's the opening night of the series.
And you will be here in Sydney on the 7th to the 18th for the Sydney Film Festival.
Yes, yes. I'm really looking forward to it because aside from screening my film, I'm also part of the jury. So I'm sitting in one of the juries of the festival.
Oh, wow.
So I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. I'll be screening a lot of Australian documentaries. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Mm. Mr. Mona, which countries has Motherland been shown aside from the Philippines?
It's never been shown in the Philippines.
Oh, wow. Why is that?
Well, you know, it will be. It just hasn't been. You know, it is. It is considered a U.S. Philippine production.
Mm.
That is a valid question. It will be at the right time because I need to be there, and I just haven't had the time. I've been. I'm in the circuits. I'm doing the film festival circuit. So when the time is right that I can be there and can be properly shown, it will be shown. But aside from that, the film premiered at the Sundance Film Festival here in the U.S., so that was the world premiere. And then the international premiere was at the Berlinale in Germany, in Berlin. And from there, it's shown in other film festivals all over Europe and screened here all over the U.S., San Francisco, Los Angeles, Montclair, Maryland. It'll be in Nantucket. It was in Dallas. And I just came back from Israel. It was in Tel Aviv, in Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
It's going to be in Moscow. It's going to be in Vienna. So it's going to be all over. And then, next week in Sydney.
It's been conquering the world.
Yeah. I think it's also going to be in Melbourne.
For the film to be shown here in Sydney, alam natin, there are lots of Filipinos here. What do you expect the audience or the film goers to get from the film?
You know, I never tell the audience what they should be getting from the film. I think every member should, it's very personal, I think, to each and every audience, what they get from any film, not even just my film, any film. I don't think there are shoulds or musts around watching films. You get what you get based on your personal history, your perspective. I think it'll be different for everyone.
So
there's no prescription. What to get from a film.
So you just want the audience to have a glimpse of what's happening in this part of the world.
Yes.
Yes.
And very specifically in the hospital.
Mm. For viewers, for the moviegoers to the Sydney Film Festival, invite them to the movie Motherland.
Yes, please. Everyone, please come to the screening of Motherland. I think it'll be screening two times. I hope everyone comes to the screening of Motherland at the Sydney Film Festival. It's screening on June 15th and June 17th. I think on June 15th, it'll be at 9:45 in the morning. And on June 17th, which is Saturday, it's going to be 16:10. So that's, 4:10. Yes, please come, especially, you know, the Filipino and the Filipino-Australian community. I really hope you come out and watch this film. It's in Filipino with English subtitles, so it'll be really interesting. And I'd love to know what you think about the film. I will be in both screenings to do a Q&A, and I would love to hear what you think.
Thank you, Ramona Estillas, director of the movie Motherland.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.